Today we celebrate the 108th anniversary of the last apparition in the series of apparitions which occurred in Portugal in the township of Fatima in 1917. So it's 108 years since this occurred. And of course we have the great privilege here in this shrine that it is a shrine dedicated to her. The Immaculate Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. And so, we are so blessed to be here, to celebrate with her, to honor her, to give proper worship to her Divine Son, Jesus Christ, whom she brings and whom she presents to us. In particular, she presents him to us in a very, very wonderful an important way that we may be familiar with, but we don't appreciate it enough, and that is through the mysteries of the Rosary, the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. And of course, I remind you that she brought us 15 mysteries of the Rosary, not less, not more. Now, before St. Dominic, there were like 50 mysteries of the Rosary, and Our Lady said, no. 15. 5 joyful, 5 sorrowful, 5 glorious. And so we still do. And so we give thanks to God because in them we can meditate totally and completely on the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the very important, essential role that the Blessed Mother, Mother of God, as we celebrated Saturday, the Divine Maternity of Mary. She is not the mother of a test tube baby. She is not the mother of some body or other that came from somewhere or other. She is the mother of the Son of God. And she gave him, of her own free will, her body and blood, her DNA. And it is from this that the Holy Spirit, overshadowing her, has brought about this wonderful miracle of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, everything else that happens after that, it's not only history, but it's wondrous history. Because everything that we have, everything that we celebrate, comes to us from the incarnation of the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, true God, and true man. One person, one hypostasis. That's why it is called the hypostatic union. And it is this that we meditate upon in the 15 mysteries of the Holy Rosary. In addition, not only are we able to gain graces every single day when we pray the mysteries of the Rosary, which she taught St. Dominic and which she promoted to the children at Fatima, and she also, remember, promoted it and prayed the rosary with Saint Bernadette at Lourdes. And so, I mean, what better recommendation can we have than that of the Blessed Mother herself? And so, we pray the rosary every day, we hope. And in particular, she asks for us to pray the rosary and go to communion on the first Saturday of every month. Now here, in addition to everything else, which we could talk about forever, but our voice would be gone, we have the great gift from the Church through our bishops of the fact that we can obtain today and every day that is special day, a plenary indulgence under the usual circumstances. And of course, you know that, or you should find out for yourselves what the usual circumstances are. But you have to want to receive the plenary indulgence. You just don't show up and you get it. It is something that you must desire, you must want, and you must ask for. And the Blessed Mother grants this to us on the 13th of every month. She grants this to us, of course, especially on this 13th of the month of October, when we celebrate her last official apparition. Now, of course, she has appeared to Venerable Lucia dos Santos and to Saints Jacinta and Francisco Marto. She has appeared at Garabandal in the 1960s and many other places. She has brought to us the truth of her Son, Jesus Christ, who has come to us to save us by the power of the Holy Spirit and by her consent. So we owe her a gratitude, a debt that is infinite, because there is no way that we can possibly repay to the Blessed Mother what she has done for us and what she still does for us every single day. And so, of course, as always, we recommend and we pray here in this shrine every day publicly the mysteries of the Rosary. Now, obviously, we don't do the 15 every day. It's not necessary. We do the 5 mysteries of the Rosary every day. But we have many, many saints who have taught us and have given us the example. Among them, my friend, St. John Paul II, and his predecessor, St. John the 23rd, that prayed the 15 mysteries of the Rosary every day. Now, who is busier than the Pope? Nobody. If you were to go through his every day with him, as you could do the same with Pope Leo the 14th, now gloriously reigning, you will see there's very little time for anything. And so, nevertheless, these popes, and I hope Pope Leo does too, pray the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. Now, you may or may not, according to your own desire, your own will, and if you make the time. But just think of all the blessings, all the graces, and all the indulgences. In the meantime, Our Lady asked us to pray for peace. And hopefully, this weekend and today, we have seen one step closer to peace, perhaps, perhaps not. The devil never leaves us alone. Don't think that because they have signed a treaty that it's all over with. If it were all over with, we would be in heaven. It's not. We are not in heaven. Not yet. And so we pray for peace in the Middle East, in Russia, the Ukraine, and all the other places, especially in Africa, where every year thousands of Catholics are martyred every single year. Sometimes they go into a church where there's maybe 1,000 at Mass, and they kill them all. There are so many martyrs who are giving us witness and testimony. So Our Lady asks us to pray for peace. And so we do. And we must never forget that request of the Blessed Mother. She who is the Immaculate Mother of God, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the mistress and patroness of this shrine. What a great blessing we have to have this shrine here. What a great blessing we have to be here. What a great blessing we have that we have so many, many wonderful things that happen here through her and in her. She brings Christ to us. She brings us to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.